Checking in again with Quincy, City Council President Nina Liang, for another update on this week's City Council meeting. Nina, it's my lucky month because I get to talk to you every week now.
Back to back to back.
It's great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm hoping that it won't rain too badly today, but I guess we'll see.
I know, we're just talking about the change of seasons, and it looks like it really is happening, and we've been spoiled for too long with warm weather. So
time it is. I guess denial is just a river in Egypt, right? We can't use it to keep the good weather around, but that's all right. That's all right.
You guys are in full meeting mode now.
We are, and that's so again, we've had these back-to-back meetings, but really it's because, you know, with the elections falling as late as they were. You know, we do meet a minimum of 2 times per month, but we also have committee meetings on top of that. And so we are in full swing and are in meetings back to back right now.
Yeah. Pretty light agenda last night though. Tell us what happened if you could.
Yeah, of course. So let me just put it here. So the first item that we had only 3 items last night, but again, you know, we are moving a lot of these into committees so that we can have sessions outside of our regularly scheduled council meetings to dive more in depth to these specific items and actually be able to convene formal public hearings for public participation as well. So there was another item that came in yesterday that's going to follow that same track. It's an ordinance that was introduced by Councilor Palmucci and sponsored by Councilor Mahoney relative to essentially formally adopting the state's rules around use for bicycles. This really stemmed from, though, you know, very honestly, from a lot of the issues that we've been having across the city with, you know, unfortunately, this sort of bicycle gang that's been going around, right? Folks who, you know, are riding the bicycles really recklessly, endangering themselves and endangering others who are on the road or pedestrians. But, you know, they, the folks who've been going out on their bicycles, you know, again, doing this across the city, have damaged property, right? They've attacked and harassed actual drivers on the road, Quincy residents or not, when they're coming through the city. You know, there was an incident that was described last night that, you know, somebody had witnessed one of these bicyclists jumping on top of a woman's car in the middle of a road, right? This isn't like a parked car situation, like in the middle of the road at a stoplight, you know, this bicyclist jumped on this woman's car and essentially kicked in her windshield, you know? And so we just, again, this has been going on for quite some time. I can only imagine how many folks have seen them out themselves, have had their car or property damaged. You know, it's very, very dangerous right now, right? And it's just not safe to be driving through the city with these bicyclists. Again, they can get seriously injured. Drivers can potentially and or already have gotten seriously injured as well, right? And property has gotten damaged. And so, long story short, that was a sort of impetus of sort of formally adopting these regulations around bicycle use that are already in place through a state for us to just be able to say, hey, you know, we're going to crack down on this. We're going to make sure that, you know, if you are riding your bicycle through the city, you're following the rules and regulations on how to do that. You know, TPAL has been phenomenal in putting up all these bike lanes across the city, right? And making sure that we're increasing access and use of safe bicycling across the city. We want to encourage people to ride their bicycles. Of course, what we don't want is to have, again, a large group of folks who are using their bicycles to attack drivers and harass people on the road and damage public property or damage private property. So, again, that's what this ordinance has to do with. And just like every other ordinance, right, again, it's our priority to make sure that we do have public input on any and all of these items before we actually move forward on voting on any particular piece of legislation. And so it's in ordinance committee right now. We will be, you know, again, hosting public hearings, having the public participate and then give their input before we vote on anything final that goes out on that.
Okay. Have you had input from the police department? Are they on board with this? Do you know?
It was just introduced last night. So okay. We haven't had any larger discussion outside of that. It has to, again, go into committee to be able to open up for those larger conversations, which I, you know, I'm really excited to hear from them on any suggestions or recommendations that they have, right? I know they've received a number of phone calls from residents across the city on this issue. So they've already been addressing it. It'd be super helpful to have their input as well.
Sure. Okay. I know in larger cities, Boston, for instance, the problem is with dirt bikes, you know, not bicycles. So it's an even more pressing matter there. So Quincy's, you know, not unique, but it is unfortunate that it has to come to this in order to enforce it.
It is. But again, when you're getting calls from residents that, you know, they're going down, you know, Newport Ave, Furnacebrook, Adams, whatever it is, and they're stopped at the stoplight, and somebody's jumping on their windshield, kicking it in. I mean, that's it's so unnerving, you know. And again, it's even for the bicyclists, right? Granted, they're the ones doing this, but at the same time, they're also in danger. You know, we would never want, God forbid, anybody to ever get hurt, right? And that's, it's very dangerous what they're doing out there right now. They, you know, they're cutting in front of traffic. They're not paying attention to stoplights. You know, folks sometimes are going 35, 40 miles an hour down these main roads. That's exceptionally dangerous if you're a bicyclist, just being reckless and speeding out in front of a car like that. I mean, it's all around what's happening right now is very, very, very dangerous. And we want to do whatever we can to help quell that.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that passed unanimously.
Well, it's going into committee. So it hasn't, nothing has passed formally yet. Once it goes into committee, and we're going to have the public hearings on it, get input from as many folks as possible to make sure that we have a tight piece of legislation here before we vote on anything. So it was introduced to go into committee so we can start the process of having something that we finally do vote on and move forward with.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Alrighty. And kind of a similar issue came up as well in form of a resolve, right? Dealing with, commuting.
Yes, yes. That was introduced by Councillor Phelan, and it was co-sponsored by Councillor Mahone and Councillor Camucci, but supported by the entire body. You know, too. So there already is a ban on commercial vehicles on Fernandesburg Parkway. This is something that is already in place, but Councillor Phelan is bringing this forward to us to call attention to it because it's not being enforced right now. And as I'm sure many, many listeners who are tuning in know, when you're commuting down Fernandesburg Parkway, right? Again, you know, whether it's speed or congestion or whatever it may be, sure. But the, you know, having 18-wheelers come down that road constantly, it's just not built for that. You know, to Councillor Phelan's point, you know, these roads, I mean, granted, we're a city, yes, and we're a large city, yes, and all of this, but, you know, we're not some cut through, you know, highway or route that you should be taking with these 18-wheeler trucks. And so, you know, this ban on commercial vehicles, we're not talking, you know, small commercial pickup trucks, we're talking these large, massive 18-wheelers that continue to use it and take advantage of it when they know they're not supposed to be doing that, you know. And so we all really appreciate that Councillor Phelan brought this, again, sort of bringing it back to light, right, to call, again, attention to it, to say, hey, there's this ban that exists, we need it to be enforced, you know. And so, again, that's something that we unanimously voted on. We do want to make sure that people who are using these roads are able to continue using them, but that also our infrastructure isn't getting so damaged by trucks that aren't supposed to be on this road to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. I don't mean to digress, but this is a great opportunity to give a shout out to Al Grazioso and the folks over at the DPW. They've been going across the city for years now, for the last few years, and they've been ahead of schedule in redoing all of our streets, right? The infrastructure work, the streets, the sidewalks, main roads, side roads, private roads, whatever it is. And they've been doing such a great job at it, but that's our tax dollars at work, right? This is what we want to see. Our infrastructure is very, very old. It's important that we update it and make sure that, you know, again, roads are safe, right? That the water lines coming into the homes are safe, all of this. And, you know, we've been putting money and time and planning and so much into this. The last thing we want now is for, again, these trucks that aren't supposed to be on these roads coming and creating damage and, you know, creating issues on roads that are really meant for us to use as residents, right? And so, again, really grateful that Councillor Phelan brought this forward to call attention to it again.
Yeah, of course, Fernandesburg Parkway is controlled by the state, so I'm assuming this calls on the state delegation and the state police, right, to enforce it.
It does. And, you know, again, I mentioned, you know, things that we can do and the work that we do here because, you know, even though it is managed and operated by the state, and we did that was part of the resolve, right, was to ask them to say, hey, this is something that is already in place. We just need some support and some help enforcing it. You know, whether it's Fernandesburg, you know, Quincy Shore Drive, any of these roads, again, that are operated by the state, you know, I think from what I've seen and my personal opinion of this is that we will still respond and do whatever it is that we can, right? Because if a resident calls and says, hey, I have this issue, you know, whether it's QPD or anybody in the traffic department, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to say, hey, we're here, we're in the city, you know, we're going to do what we can to try to be helpful in resolving this as well. But really, this is to your point, and you're right. We need the state to come and help enforce this. At this point, it's, you know, again, it's these commercial vehicles, right? Not from Quincy, 18-wheelers coming through this area. There's only so much that we can do, and we really do need the state support on this to make sure that they crack down on it and that it stays consistent from this point forward, right? We don't want one of those situations where, you know, we start to see some presence and it gets cracked down on, and then after 2 weeks that goes away and we start seeing these trucks again, right? We want to make sure that this remains consistent, that this ban is enforced, and that you know, moving forward, we don't have this problem anymore. But we'll see. Again, it's you know, it's a matter of introducing this, making sure that it gets voted on, which it did. It passed unanimously. And then, you know, we'll move from there to make sure that it gets resolved.
Okay, very good. Anything else?
Yep. So Councillor Harris brought in a gift, and that was the third and last item on the agenda. So previously in the spring, when we were going through the budget sessions, he had made a commitment to give a very, very generous donation to the Council on Aging of $1,000. And so I think we spoke about this last week, where we were able to shout out some of the businesses that, you know, when they give donations to, you know, different departments across the city, as a city council, we are able to accept those donations, and then those funds will then move to those respective, you know, recipients. And so Councillor Harris, through his donation to the Council on Aging, was able to bring that back in front of the council for all of us to approve. And so it was a very, very generous donation that he made last night.
Nice. Is that for anything specific or just in general for the Kennedy Center?
Just to the entire department on Council on Aging, yeah. Okay. I think, you know, a lot of it, because they are based out of the Kennedy Center, you know, could quite literally be used at the Kennedy Center, really for the Council on Aging to use at their discretion.
Okay. Yeah. I know they bring in a lot of, you know, outside speakers and have field trips, things of that nature. So those all have to get
consistent activities as well. So okay.
Very good. Okay. And that's all those on the agenda. Anything else that came up we should know about?
That was it. We have another meeting next Monday. We will be, again, you know, with all these items that we had spoken about recently in ordinance, oversight, and finance committee, those three major committees. The chairs of those committees have in the last week been working offline to make sure that we get some schedules on the book. So our, you know, regularly scheduled council meeting will be next Monday. But outside of that, in the coming weeks, there should be some committee meetings coming up as well. So I'll make sure to keep you posted when they get scheduled.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, we'd love to stay on top of that and talk with you afterwards, as always. Of course, as you mentioned, this is an election year. How's the campaigning going, Nina?
It's going well. I know it feels weird to like talk in my city council capacity and then talk in campaigning capacity, but I appreciate you asking. I mean, no, it's going as well as it could with the weather as it has been, right? I'm very much one of those people that I love door knocking. I mean, out of all things campaign related, things that you should be doing while you're campaigning, you know, door knocking is my absolute favorite. And so it's been really nice. It's been really interesting, you know, talking to folks about issues that are important to them this year versus what they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And that continues to change, right? Usually it does over time anyways, but more dramatically, obviously, in the last year, just getting to talk to people again, getting to connect with people again has been really nice. And, you know, again, that's why I look at the weather every single day. When it rains like a day, you know, like today, I'm like, oh, you know, I can't get out there and talk to folks. But it's been going really well. I see a ton of other folks out there from other city council races, school committee races, and folks are getting activated and engaged, right? But I think, you know, to the point of a conversation that I'm sure you had a lot of on the preliminary election night, you know, maybe to us, it feels like there's a lot happening because we're all in it, right? Mm-hmm. And we're also in session at the same time. So not only are we going out and asking for the job again, we're also still doing the job, right? Which is the most important thing. So we feel really entrenched in it. I think, you know, with the numbers the way they were during the preliminary election, it's important for all of us, all of the candidates, to make sure that we are engaging even more people now over the course of the next 5 weeks, right? Because the election's really important, right? School committee, they manage the largest portion of the city council budget. City council, you know, I love what we do, whether it's constituent services or work like this, talking about, you know, mitigating traffic or, you know, making sure that services like Council on Aging is able to, you know, do what it is that they want to for the community, or this ordinance that we just talked about again, with the safety of residents here in the city, right? There's so much importance in the work that we do on City Council and School Committee. I really hope that folks will be engaged to come out for the November election, and that numbers will be very different, hopefully better than they were in the preliminary. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. Again, you know, the most important thing is that we keep doing the job that we were elected to do, but also make sure on the other side, the campaign side, that we're engaging as many people as possible, helping them to understand the process and answer any questions that they might have before the election and even after that, you know? So hopefully they feel empowered to, you know, go out and vote, because that's part of, you know, what this entire process really is about, right? Is making sure that they understand that when they vote, they're giving us the opportunity to continue to serve them, right? They are our bosses, right? Folks out there, like, go out and vote, because you are our bosses. You're, you know, allowing us the opportunity to continue doing this job. And we answer to you, right? So you're able to voice that and really share that feedback with us by going out and voting. So I really do hope folks will do that in November.
Yeah, November 2nd is the election. October 13th, by the way, is a deadline to register to vote in that election if folks haven't done that yet. So you still have some time to do that too. Thanks.
Yes. And my go-to website for information on that is always wheredowivotema.com. It's super easy to remember. It directs you to the Secretary of State's website in Massachusetts where it has all that information. So yes, thank you for shouting out October 13th. It's the last day to register to vote. Folks can change their voter information if they've moved for whatever reason, change their name, whatever that may be, find out where to go vote, find out if they're registered to vote, all of the above. So wheredowivotema.com is always my go-to for that.
All right. Sounds good. And we will chat next week if that's okay.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. And that'll be October, by the way.
You're always rushing these dates along, you know, reminding me that it's getting farther and farther away from summer. I was saying to you earlier, we're only just all about what, 5-6 days into fall. We just got to ease into the whole pumpkin spice October thing, you know? So.
All right. But I can tell you, I talked to the mayor this morning and they are already planning the Christmas parade. So
we talked about this. We're not talking about Christmas yet. Shut it down. Absolutely not. No, I am actually super excited. That's like one of my favorite celebrations in the city.
Yes.
That weekend, you know? And so, it's awesome. It totally is. I'm really excited for it, but I can't think about Christmas right now. Joe, come on. Come on. Absolutely not.
Well, coincidentally, the parade happens to be on my birthday this year. So I'm just saying,
who knows? We won't call it Christmas parade. We'll just call it the Joe Catalano birthday parade.
I like that. Yeah, it was very nice of the city to throw a parade for me.
I like that a lot better. You're so welcome. It's very well deserved, long overdue, you know? So here we are.
Have a good week, Nina.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.